Young Tommy Sullivan hikes through brush and bramble. His clothes bloody and torn. His eyes are hollow. He never imagined more than a week ago, as he planned to hook up with an internet girl, that it would all lead here. Exhausted both mentally and physically, manipulated and used as a weapon by someone he trusted.
Identify yourself.
Shit! What is this?
You have 2 seconds before I drop you.
No. Please don't shoot!
Stand down, soldiers. He's one of the townspeople.
Really? I thought they were all...
So did I. Bring him with me. The general will want to know about this.
You heard the lady. Move!
Ow! No reason to shove me with your gun. I'm coming! Tommy is marched through the military camp so tight and ordered that it makes Willie Bates' militia camp seem as organized as a playground by comparison.
Something interesting just turned up, General Smith. The boy here is from the shrinking town.
Finally, some good news. Come here, kid. I've got some questions for you.
Sir, there's something really important you ought to know about.
If I want to hear what you think is important, I'll ask for it. Stand here right now, son. What's your name, boy?
Tommy Sullivan, sir.
Well, Sullivan, I'm hoping you can help us understand just what the hell is going on in that town. Ever since our satellites picked up the shrinking, our scientists have been very busy.
It's a long, strange, almost uncanny story, General. I don't think you'll believe it.
I've heard strange stories before. Start from the beginning.
So he did. Tommy started from the beginning. His night with the girl. The body. The explosion. The bees. The bear. Pretty much everything. From chapter 1 to chapter 4. The general didn't seem surprised by any of it. He just nodded.
I knew that Watson was trouble. We should have locked him up as soon as he quit Area 51. Damn liberals and all their nonsense about human rights. Look where it ends up. There's just one thing I don't understand. If Watson's dead, then who's building those towers all over the town?
Oh my god, I almost forgot. General, it's bad. So bad.
Calm down, Sullivan. What's bad? What's happening in the town, boy?
There's this crazy Nazi, Toten Schwartz. He's convinced the town that towers will fix everything, but he's really building a weapon. It's some kind of shrinking ray, and he plans to shoot it at Washington, D.C.
Major Metalla, please keep young Sullivan from causing any trouble.
I swear, I wouldn't cause any trouble, sir.
We'll see about that. Just know that your country thanks you. That's right, it's what I was afraid of. The damn Nazi is trying to take over the world. I'm authorizing a full airstrike. Wipe this hick town off the map.
You son of a bitch! You kill everyone! Oof!
Secure that child someplace out of the way, Major. We'll put in a call to social services after we've wiped the Nazi bastard out.
Please, I'm begging you.
Get moving before I pistol whip you.
Gee, General, is it a good idea to send him with her? Doesn't she like him real young? Sir, bombers have scrambled. 5 minutes from dropping payload.
Perfect.
I don't like this. All those people are civilians.
Collateral damage. Better them than the world.
How did it come to this, you ask? Hilldale, Maryland, a town moments from a terrible fate. Tommy Sullivan, a boy, betrayed and held captive by his own military. A boy who wanted desperately to prove his own manhood that he joined the militia coup to take over the uncanny shrinking town. 2 days after Willie Bates took over, for the good of the town, Sheriff Parks and the other leaders have chosen to cooperate. We join them in the conference room at City Hall. We need to start thinking about this future. Things can't keep going on the way they have.
There! We agree, Sheriff! We've got to start working proactively to get big again, before it's too late. That's why I've been talking to the Nazi, and he's got some good notions of what to do.
I think we should take anything Toten Schwartz says with a grain of salt. My professional opinion is that he's one sick puppy.
That may be, but he's our sick puppy, and he's all we got. Send Professor Dr. Toten Schwartz in.
Guten Tag, Herr Sheriff. Führer Bates.
Go ahead and stop hailing Hitler and sit down.
Danke. These old bones are grateful for the invitation to sit. As you can see, I have not been idle since our last meeting. These marked spots on the map are points of flux. If we build transmitters here, here, and here, we can link to the central device and meet the power of the plutonium restore us to size!
You're assuming we're crazy enough to give you the confiscated plutonium?
I don't like it any more than you do. We might need to do some things we don't like to get this town back to normal.
I am grateful to know at least one of you has some sense, Fiora Bates. We can begin construction just as soon as...
Hold your horses! I said I'd hear you out, that's it! I ain't making no commitments until I know more. What'll it take to get this thing built?
We need 4 towers, and in each location, the towers should be made of steel and subjectively be 100 feet each. Based on our rate of shrinkage, they must be completed in the next 2 days before we shrink to the point of no return. We will need approximately 200 volunteers to build it, by mine estimate.
Excuse my skepticism, Dr. Toten Schwartz.
That's Professor Dr. Toten Schwartz, you cow!
As I was saying, I doubt that you can get 30, let alone 300 people to volunteer to work day and night building towers out of scrap metal.
Artson Cathy, like most of your sex, you are too literal. When I use the term volunteer, I use it loosely. I suspect we shall have to firmly persuade some of our less civic-minded neighbors to do the work.
You're talking about slave labor. Don't you ever tire of violating human rights?
Those charges were never proven!
We don't do that kind of thing in America. Anymore. To citizens.
I don't know if we can be so morally rigid. Sheriff, not with a 2-day clock ticking. I ain't saying I like it, and I ain't saying I'll do it, but I think we owe it to everyone to think on it.
Fine, we'll think about it. While we're at it, there's some other things we need to think about too.
Like what?
Like the 80-foot elephant in the room?
You mean Tommy?
He has to go. He eats too much. We're already low on food.
He's just a boy. You can't cast him out into the wilderness like an unwanted dog.
He's also a valuable member of my militia.
You mean he's a valuable weapon? That's all he is to you, Bates.
What he is, Doctor, is our best chance at getting help from the government.
The government? What have they ever done for us? We can handle this just fine ourselves. And Tommy Sullivan is standing watch at the perimeter, driving off wild animals, right where he is needed.
What the?
Sheriff, Wooly, it's bad.
A boa constrictor, right in the middle of town? How in the hell did this happen, Thomas? Especially with Willie's goon squad patrolling all over.
Best as I can figure, it's the same snake you and Finch ran into at Watson's lab. That's how come it's the size of the basilisk from Harry Potter.
Has it hurt anyone?
A couple of Willie's boys bought it already. But Finch is down there trying to evacuate civilians to the bomb shelter at the school.
Come on, we better go help her.
Good God in heaven, it's all my fault, Sheriff.
What's happened, Bob? Is it your daughter, Nancy?
She was having one of her episodes when that thing came out of nowhere. Somehow she knew, Sheriff. She knew there was danger, and I didn't listen. And now it has Deputy Vince.
Deputy Vince?
She pushed us out of the way at the very last minute, and it took her instead.
Get ready to shoot everything you've got, boys!
No, you can't! You killed Deputy Vince!
Your two support ammo's on his corner! He's dead already! Fire! It's dead!
So is Deputy Vince.
I lost people too! Hobbs went down, so did Calvin!
Vince?
The people. Are they out of danger?
You saved them all, Vince. Not a single civilian was hurt.
Thank goodness. I'd hate to be in this condition for nothing.
Vince!
It's so cold. Oh my.
Vince!
This isn't fair. She'd just gotten engaged. She was gonna start a new life. Start a family. We were going to start a family!
You and Vince?
She wanted to elope and surprise everyone, Sheriff. I don't think I can take this!
I need you to keep it together, Thomas. Too many people are relying on us.
I'll try not to lose my shit, sir. Fiora Bates! I did not expect to see you again tonight.
Professor, Doctor, Tung Schwartz! You'll get the towers built! We've got to put an end to this crisis once and for all!
You have come to a wise decision, mein Fiora. We shall soon get everything thereafter and more.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Zachary Sharp, you've been volunteered.
Volunteered? What the hell are you on about?
Enough of this. Grab him. Richard Oyama, you have been chosen.
Is this a joke? Hey, unhand me.
Adam Garcia, you have been selected.
Dude, I'm so high right now. Hey man, paws off the threads.
Ladies and gentlemen, you must be asking why you were brought here. I tell you to rejoice! You have been chosen for a great undertaking! Here, on this spot, you will work day and night to build the structure that will rescue us all from degradation! Das ist mein Vision!
Don't even think about running away neither. Tommy Sullivan's keeping watch, and he'll chase you down in 2 seconds flat.
I'm mostly watching for wild animals, though I'm really only here to help.
Hans, where are you?
Let here, Gras Vata. What do you need?
I've misplaced my damn notebook. It has in it the calculations to ensure the ultimate success of our scheme. The fools actually think we are trying to help them.
They dance to your music, Rosvata.
Exactly. It was Velva setting that snake loose in the town to get them all to cooperate. Has your brother Adolf calmed down since learning the truth?
No, I locked him in the basement, so he won't be tempted to snitch.
Good. He could ruin all of our plans. Now that I have the plutonium, the device will soon be completed. And not only will the town restore to its proper size, but we will have the power to control the size of any town within 1,000 miles, including Washington, D.C. I see your brother has woken from his nap.
Don't worry about my brother.
Aha! Here it is. Feebly hidden in the Grosswater clock. Adolf tries but fails to thwart us. I had suspected that he took it. Now I must leave you, Hans. You know what to do.
Yes, I do.
Adolf, you son of a bitch! Let me out of here! You'll never stop our plan!
I know exactly what to do, you Nazi bastards!
Meanwhile, at the edge of town, the kidnapped laborers are forced to clear brush and dig foundations at the site of the Toten Schwartz main device.
I don't like this. There's something unnatural about this place.
Just get to work and start digging the foundation. Toten Schwartz says it's gotta be exactly here for the thing to work.
stop moving just beneath the surface. Oh god, no! It's giant ants! Get them off of me, no!
Sweet Christmas! They're everywhere! I'm surrounded! Help! Help! Ah!
Run! Run! Killer ants the size of cocker spaniels!
I want flamethrowers on that hill right now!
Yes, sir!
No, you're crazy if you think I'm going back up there. I'm leaving.
Yeah, why don't you go up there and build it yourself?
Tommy, bring those men back here! And you can count on me.
Oof.
Ah! Thank you, Tommy, for bringing those no-good deserters back here. Oima, Garcia, what have you got to say for yourselves?
You've lost your mind, Bates.
You can't pull us from our homes and, like, force us to work, man. There's laws against this sort of thing, you know?
I've heard enough from you cowards. I have to make an example of you, or discipline will fail to pieces. The penalty for desertion is death. You kill them. They had me bring them to you, and you kill them. It had to be done for the good of the town. No, you're just a murderer. Get your giant ass back here, Tommy, or you'll be next.
Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater. Nah, it's not that kind of show. It's an RPG actual play podcast. My name is Jordan, and I'm joined by our fun-loving cast.
This is Aaron.
Jeff here.
Johnny is my name.
And I'm Jeremy. And what we do is dive in and play various tabletop RPG systems and games, such as Mini Six,
Fiasco,
Inspectors,
Monster of the Week,
Fate, and more.
But no matter the rule set or setting, some pretty intense storytelling hits the fan.
So whether you like epic fantasy, adventure,
comedy,
sci-fi,
horror,
or just horrifically bad puns,
we've got something to feast your imagination on.
Listen to our full episodes and more at bonethrowerstheater.com.
And may the bones fall ever in your favor.
Tommy, over here!
What do you want, Hans?
No, it's Dolph. I dressed up like my brother that tricked the old man. We need to talk, alone.
Barrels of water, big bundles of bread. What's all this?
It's travel provisions for you. I had a hell of a time getting them together, too.
Am I going on a trip?
You had better be. Look, Tommy, there's more to this than those two guys getting shot. What Gramps has them building is bad news.
What do you mean by bad news?
I mean, that device they're building won't just restore the town to normal. It's also a weapon, a shrink ray that can be aimed at any city within 1,000 miles. And Gramps has it pointed straight to D.C.
Great Scott!
I know, this is heavy. That's why you've got to get out of town right now and warn everyone before my grandfather can shrink the U.S. government and hold that hostage for nuclear codes.
I swear, I'll warn them. I won't fail.
I'll do my part too. Sheriff Parks will definitely have something to say about Bates shooting those men. And once he learns the whole truth, maybe we can find a way to throw a wrench in the old Nazi's plan. Now, you get going before Bates' goons catch up. You're big, not bulletproof.
Good luck, Dolph.
Godspeed, Tommy.
A night and a day from that fateful moment, Tommy Sullivan finds himself regretting that decision amongst others.
Uncuff me from this chair!
If I did that, then you'd run off and get yourself shot. Then where would you be?
Come on. Your general friend is about to blow up my town, and not the way they blew up the kid, the way they blew up Hiroshima!
Take this. It will relax you.
What was that? A tranquilizer?
Nope. It was ecstasy.
Ecstasy? Why would you give that to me?
Your home is about to blow up. I figured drugs might take your mind off of it. That and make you more cooperate when I do this.
Those are my pants!
You just did a whole lot of ecstasy. In a minute, you'll be begging me to take them off.
Why are you doing this?
I like them young, helpless, and terrified. With you all chained up and your hometown about to get bombed, how could I resist?
Is this really happening?
Unless you really want to stop.
I didn't say stop, but my town's about to blow up. So much is happening that I don't understand, and I really don't understand how I keep ending up in these situations. Why do I attract this type of woman?
Just go with it, kid. This is Foxfire. I have eyes on the target. Walking missiles. Wait a minute. Something's happening. Oh my lord. What am I looking at?
Foxfire, Foxfire, come in. This is General Smith. What in blazes happened to her?
We've lost all contact, sir. He's not showing up on our radar.
Someone find out what happened.
Sir, you better take a look outside.
Good God in heaven!
Oh shit, what's happening?
I'm close. That's what's happening.
Major Patrola, where the hell are you? This might be an Omega Protocol situation.
Shit! Don't you dare go anywhere, kid. I'm not done with you yet.
To understand the strange and dramatic events unfolding, we must go back a night and a half. A day to the meeting between young Adolf Totenschwartz and Sheriff Parks.
You mean he's just shot them down like dogs in the street?
Every word I've told you is the truth, I swear to you.
For what it's worth, Sheriff, I think he's on the level.
That's what I'm afraid of. It's bad enough to take on Bates, but the Nazi too? Totenschwartz? That is the elder Totenschwartz. Is mad as a hatter, but he's the only one to offer a solution to our predicament. People will not like giving that up, which means we have to be careful who we trust. And that's a problem considering we're up against an armed militia and need all the help we can get.
I know it's a tall order, but we've got to act fast or say Auf Wiedersehen to the USA. If it helps, Gramps taught me how to shoot and fight. I'm willing to do what I have to if it means stopping them.
Including you and the other three, I mean, two deputies, that brings our fighting strength up to 5 against 30.
Don't count me out. I might be a doctor now, but I paid my way through medical school as a drug dealer. Believe me, I've seen my share of scrapes.
Okay, that brings us up to 6. For the record, Kathy, the less I know about your past, the better. I really don't want to have to arrest you.
Good. I don't want to have to call in favors to disappear your body.
6 against 30 heavily armed thugs. You know it would be quicker just to shoot ourselves now.
There's one person I know who could make this all work out, but none of you will like it.
Well, 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 look who's crawling to the deposed mayor. What's the matter? Willie Bates not working out as your fearless leader?
Cut the crap, Perlina. You know I only went along with Bates to keep the peace, but he's himself fall under the influence of Professor Dr. Toten Schwartz. And now we need to do something about it.
Should I start a committee? Maybe we could hold a town hall meeting. That worked out so well last time.
I don't need Mayor Perlina Ridge, the politician who's been running Hilldale for the last 3 years. I need Agent Ridge, the CIA dog who assassinated 17 Taliban leaders.
That was a long time ago, Marine. I'm not that person anymore. I gave my all to Uncle Sam. Was his dirtiest junkyard dog, but I'm done with that life.
We were special ops. We all lived in the shadow and the filth, but we did it for a reason.
But I was a mastermind, wasn't I? I planned the operations, giving the orders to leave no witnesses. There's a special place in hell for both of us, but I think I'm a few rungs lower. Whatever you want, the answer is no. The dog's out of the game.
Are you sure about that? The fate of America might just be on the line. Totenschwartz's machine is really a weapon. He's got pointed straight at DC, and if he and Bates succeed in activating it, that's all she wrote.
How many people do we have?
7, counting you.
We faced worse odds in Kandahar.
Meanwhile, the same evening professor, Dr. Totenschwartz, and his grandson, Hans, finish wiring a device of a most uncanny and sinister purpose.
He's going to cause us trouble, Grossvater.
Nonsense! Your brother is loyal to the family, if not to our ideals.
You didn't hear the way he spoke to me. He spoke of betraying us.
The point is moot. There is nothing he can do. The machine is complete. Bates' men protect us, and the laborers erect the antenna as we speak. At the stroke of midnight, the Earth will be mine!
I hope you're right, Grossvater, for the sake of the Fourth Reich.
The power-up sequence has begun! We have 12 hours, and then the device will activate, and restore us, and the town! We're simultaneously shooting a beam to Washington, D.C., where they will be shrunken down to the size of ants!
Ooh, every time you explain the plan, it gives me goosebumps. Once the world is ours, Father, we'll be free. We'll find Mother and force her to return home, and we can all be a family again.
Sure, sure. Of course we'll be a family again.
Meanwhile, not so very far away, Willie Bates.
I don't like it, boys, not one bit. I'm sure Sheriff Parks heard about me executing those fellas, just as sure as I am that he'll make a fuss about it. The quieter he is, the bigger the fuss is likely to be. And since he's been real quiet, I'm worried we might have a war coming on our hands.
What do we do if he makes a move against us?
We don't get caught with our pants down, that's what. Send out 2 more patrols. I won't let anyone get in the way of our plans to save this town. Not even the sheriff. Get those extra patrols out there now.
I won't fail you, sir. Toby, Tate, where'd you idiots go?
Now, to steal what passes for your uniform and get you tied up with the others.
Several hours later, the pieces begin to move into the dance of plan and counterplan.
I hate wearing this militia costume. It's ridiculous!
At least you didn't have to cut your hair. Come on, the target is over here.
Who goes there? This tower is complete and off limits.
It's just me, Billy. They sent me to relieve you. Boss says he needs you for a special job. Something about securing the sheriff?
Always knew we'd have to deal with that snowflake. It's like I told you before. You're not Billy.
No shit, Sherlock. He's out of the blast area. You got the charge placed?
Did I get it placed? You're talking to the woman who once blew up. Never mind. I forgot you were Johnny Law for a second.
Nazis, ex-drug dealer, doctor, CIA spook mayor. You know, I'm getting the distinct impression that this town was weird before it started shrinking.
Says the guy who went to school with a cannibal. Fire in the hole!
They've blown up one of the amplifiers!
Will this device work? Professor Doctor?
I am not a rank amateur playing with toys. I must recalibrate, or all of our work will be for naught!
It's Parks! He'll ruin everything!
Willie Bates, you are under arrest for the murder of Richard Lehman and Adan Garcia. Professor Dr. Totenschwartz, you are charged with conspiracy to commit terrorist acts. Please surrender peacefully.
Blast those pigs to pieces, boys! Ain't nobody gonna stop me from saving this town!
You heard, man. Wipe those no-good coppers out. Wait a minute. Nobody's here. It's just a laptop with some big speakers hooked up.
Freeze! We We got you both dead to rights.
Not so fast. I've got your precious mare, Sheriff. Throw down your weapons, or she dies.
I'm going to give you a choice, son. You can surrender now, or I can break your arm.
Shut up, Dewslump! My arm! Ah!
I gave you a choice. You chose wrong.
Silver Grandpa, step down from the device.
Sir Hans was right. You're a traitor to your family, just like your no-good Vater. That's why I planted his DNA at the scene of a hate crime I committed. Because he betrayed me by giving information on my plans to the FBI.
You mean that Father isn't a Nazi, like you?
Nein, he was weak, like you. Only pretending to embrace the great cause, to gain mine trust, sacrificing even his marriage to stop me. But he failed, as you fail, boy. It begins. The vote will soon be mine.
You played me, you Nazi bastard.
Fools, all of you, nothing is about can stop me now. I will shrink the Pacific Nation's capital and ransom it for nuclear launch codes. The vote will belong to the master race once again. Heil Hitler!
See how well it works with six slugs in it.
No, you idiot! Do you realize that without the controls the device will run wild? I don't think that was a good idea, boss.
Parks, you freaking idiot! That was just plain stupid!
The device is uncontrollable! The reaction is shrinking the entire town at the speed of light! Soon we shall be in the subatomic realm!
Great googly moogly! The sky is yellow!
The city in the distance looks more like Oz than Baltimore!
Well, we're definitely not in Kansas.
Boys, forward defensive perimeter!
I had serialized, but I never imagined I would live to see this with my own eyes!
That light is blinding.
Fear not, humans of Earth. I am Zam Quill, Knight of King Zorzar, and this is the kingdom of Subatomica!
So, the town of Haledale has shrunken to subatomic size and entered a strange and alien world. Yet even in this miniature kingdom, doom approaches Haledale.
Please,
as her own nation's military continues to plot her destruction.
By pledging at least $5 a month to our Patreon account, just click the link on our Facebook page.